Rama First Nation Chief Ted William says that various local organizations and municipalities will be honoring, reflecting, and remembering during Canada's first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, September 30. I'm appreciative of that, as are most, if not all Indigenous people, William said. Whether it's the city of Orillia or the township of Severn, they are doing their part to reconcile on behalf of themselves for the issues that the First Nation population has been facing, which has been in the news recently, he said, referring to the thousands of bodies discovered at sites of former residential schools. Ontario's NDP called on the provincial government to make the day a statutory holiday, but Doug Ford's government has decided not to do so. And while some were upset by that, William said it's not about making the day a holiday. It's a day to reflect, to remember, and to honor the young individuals who were lost. It's a day to educate yourself, he said. Maybe it's reading a book related to the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It could be an act, putting up a little sign. It could be watching the movie Dark Horse. It could be doing some research on the Indian Act. It's a day to participate in a meaningful way to honor the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and its calls to action, said Williams. Rama First Nation will be having a ceremony on September 30 to honor the children who were buried in unmarked graves at residential schools, and the 60s Scoop survivors. Due to COVID, the event is for community members only. We encourage members of our community to come out. We will be viewing a video on the 60s Scoop and the experiences of people who are currently living in the community, Williams said. Williams encourages people to do what they can during the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation to become more educated on the issues that Indigenous people have faced and continue to face. I say that out of respect and friendship to our friends and family in the Orillia area, he said. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop explained why the province did not declare the day a holiday. While the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is not a provincial public holiday this year, employers and employees may agree to recognize this day as such, and others may be required to do so if it has been negotiated into collective agreements or employment contracts. All federally regulated employees, such as federal government and bank employees, are governed by the Canada Labour Code, said the local MPP. Dunlop says the provincial government is working in collaboration with Indigenous partners, survivors and affected families to ensure the respectful commemoration of this day within the province, similar to Remembrance Day. Our government is working to reinforce the province's dedication to this truth and reconciliation. The Ontario Public Service will be observing September 30, 2021, as a day of commemoration to reflect on the tragic history and ongoing legacy of residential schools. There are several local events planned to mark the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30. Watch for more on that Monday.